rain. Unfortunately, it's a part of every month of May at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. As we inch forward towards the 90th running of the Indianapolis 500, that's what teams are dealing with today. I'm Pat Sullivan, and this is another IndyCast. Well, pole day looms just a couple of days ahead. Those teams who are going quick, they're not so nervous. Though searching for speed, rain comes at a very inopportune time. Well, Owen Snider has seen his car go to victory lane twice here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Big days for him, of course. Owen, on a day like today as a crew chief, what do? You just go through normal preparation? How do you approach it?
Well, I think you've come here with a master plan on running, how you're going to approach working on your qualifying setup and how you're going to approach and when you're going to work on your race setup. Obviously, I've always tried to work on the race setup, all the time and have that take the priority. But depending on what the situation is, multi-car teams and whatnot, one guy may be working on going fast and working on qualifying setup. But it's just kind of keep an eye on the weather, keep your guys focused, and, when it does open up, be ready for it and try to keep up with the track conditions.
I suspect if you haven't found the speed you were looking for, these are anxious moments as the skies get dark and pole day looms.
Yeah, it's still early in the week, so, anything can happen, but the weather here is pretty unpredictable, too. I mean, you never know. The stuff comes in and out pretty quickly, and it's just adapting to the conditions, keeping up with the racetrack.
Penny Cheever said the one thing that always concerned him was the wind, and if it was windy, he was a nervous wreck. As a crew chief, though, do you welcome the opportunity to test in different conditions, given you have no idea what race day will bring?
Well, absolutely, but there are a lot of signs that you need to pay pretty close attention to wind and wind direction as to what corners it's going to affect your car on the racetrack. So that experience is hard to beat. I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter in what kind of racing it is in. Experience on a driver's part and on a team and engineer and crew chief's part are pretty valuable.
We're standing outside the Dryan Reinbold garage, and of course, Al Lunzer, a gentleman you've had success with. He brought a lot of experience to this track at a very early age. Was he good at being able to adapt to the varying conditions?
Oh, absolutely. That's what made him what he is today, just a true champion. And he probably learned in his younger years on dirt tracks. I mean, Pat, you're real familiar with how those tracks change during the night. And that gives them kind of a leg up on some of these other drivers that haven't experienced that. So changing track conditions, whether it be the surface or the temperature or the wind or the ambient conditions, play a big part in what it takes to win a race.
Even though many of us would like to think that we could be a race driver, we know in our hearts we can't. But we understand the thrill. As a mechanic, what's it like? As a mechanic, what's it like on race day to watch your car and to be in that situation where you think, if everything falls right, I can be a winner?
Oh, I think when you're here at Indianapolis, I mean, this is the most famous race of them all. The thrill is there. You've worked the whole month, and we always kind of refer to it as the year of May. We'd like to divide our schedule up as to the races before the Indy race and then the rest of the season. It was a pretty big part of your whole season's plan, but all the thrill is there for winning to beat 33 of the best car driver combinations. It's rewarding. I mean, it's in a very elite group and gives you bragging rights the rest of your life.
Now, you spend a lot of your time helping create situations for drivers to prepare themselves for the so-called next level with your role with United States Auto Club.
Yeah, that's something I've just taken on this year full time, and it's kind of neat to kind of guide them. Obviously, you can do that a little easier on the pavement races. The dirt, they don't kind of comprehend on applying it to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But the changing track conditions, like we were talking earlier, really gives them a big advantage, gives them a bit of experience on dealing with changing conditions.
Owen Snider knows how to get to victory lane here at Indianapolis.